Desert Island Discs.
Paddy, John Paddy Carstairs wasn't the name you were born with, was it?
No. I'm one of the bunch of Keys. My father was the very, very famous review artist, Nelson Keys.
Yes.
Both he and my mother were on the stage, and when I went into the film business, I thought it would be unfair to take his name. I thought I ought to get on my own, and so I thought it would be a good idea not to use Keys.
Mm-hmm. Which of these three careers of yours, writing, painting and film directing, came first? Was any one of them a very early ambition?
Well, I think one of my earliest recollections was writing and painting the scenery and producing and appearing in shows that we used to put on when I was at the age of four. So,
Which came first professionally?
Well, films, and it happened this way. I made a film at Repton, a satire, really, a public school life, which was for full length, an hour 20, on 60mm stock. And the headmaster of Repton in my day was the now Archbishop of Canterbury, the then Dr. Fisher.
Mm.
Dr. Fisher was very enthusiastic about, strangely enough, about this film, which was a bit of a take-off of school life. And I think because he did so much to get us publicity and get the picture seen, that I received an offer to go into films from a film company.
Yes.
I don't think they wanted me. I think they wanted the subsequent publicity.
What was the job?
Assistant cameraman. I did that for some time.
Yes.
Then I went into the cutting rooms, and then I became an assistant director and a scenario writer.
So you have experience of all branches of film production?
Yes, I think that's very necessary, so much so that some while ago I went and took tap dancing lessons at a school for tap dancing. Should I need it for any musical film, if it came up?
When did you direct your first film?
Oh, just before the war, I think it was.
And since then, how many?
Direction?
Yes.
Between 30 and 40 films, I'd say.
Which ones do you look back on with the most affection?
Well, certainly Chiltern Hundreds. I like making that very much. And, of course, the first Norman Wisdom film, Trouble in Store.
Mm.
And a picture called Dancing with Crime, chiefly because it was a drama.
Yes, you have concentrated mostly on comedy.
Well, that's been the snag. I used to make dramas all the time, but after Chiltern Hundreds, I only get comedies now.
Now, we've been talking about your film career. Which of your other two careers came next, novels or painting?
Novels came next, for the reason that I found myself teamed with famous novelists who were engaged by the film companies to write the scripts of various productions, and I was teamed up with them as a sort of stooge who kept them on the rails film-wise, as I knew the new camera angles and so on. It seemed to me that they were getting the best part of this because they were obviously getting all the accolades and the gravy, and I felt I could do this. And so I started to write novels.
Mm-hmm. How many books have you written now?
I think about 30.
All novels?
Mostly novels.
And one very charming children's book that was a great favourite with my small daughter a few years ago.
Oh, thank you, yes, Lollipop Wood. There is an amusing story about that. I wrote it originally. I dedicated it to my two nieces who live in Dublin, and their names were in the front, but in the days when it was first published, of course, there was a great paper shortage, and the publishers kept pushing it back, delaying publication. When finally it appeared, of course, my little nieces were grown up young ladies and were reading James Hadley Chase and were horrified to find their name on the front of Lollipop Wood.
And what about painting?
Painting, I've always painted, ever since I can remember, but nobody liked what I did very much. And then after the war, as soon as Paris was liberated, I hustled across there and fell in love with the French moderns and the impressionistic school, and came back home and changed my style, and people started to like what I was doing, and I started to sell rather well.
Mm-hmm. And since then you've given quite a number of one-man exhibitions, and you've been hung, as they say, in the Royal Academy for quite a few years now.
Yes, if not quoted.
Now, we've been talking about these three careers of yours. Well, now comes the point, how do you manage to carry them all on at once?
A jolly good point, Roy Plumley. I don't, frankly.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that this is something that I'm glad to clear up, because people always think I paint with one hand and write books with the other, tap dance, and so on. I never do more than one thing at a time. People can't, can they, really, honestly?
You mean you finish a film, then go off and paint some pictures, and then you write a book?
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. How disciplined are you as a writer, And as a painter, come to that, do you work regular hours?
Well, I don't believe in about this business about waiting for inspiration. I mean, I think it's a business, and you've jolly well got to accept that. Therefore, I certainly must discipline myself. And therefore, if I'm writing a book, I get up at 5:30 and I write from 6 till 8:30 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it during the day. I think that's absolutely vital to get anything done.